Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we take a look at some great gift ideas for those with a green thumb and maybe a green lifestyle as well. We'll be talking today with Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus. They have another long list of unique gifts. Some of the ideas are practical. Some are just a whole lot of fun. And they're pretty much all functional in one way or another. How about bird bingo? I want to get one of those. I'm going to get one of those. And I didn't know about bird bingo until I saw their list. So I hope you'll join in as we move along. It's always great as well to have Wisconsin Public Radio's own Cheryl Gasser join us. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great. What a wonderful day to be able to talk about gifts during the holiday season. And we've got a gift that we would also like to talk about relating to Wisconsin Public Radio. And as you listen to all of us talk today on your radio, I hope you will support Wisconsin Public Radio. It's vital to all of our programs. It's the largest source of funding, comes from you. So I hope you'll take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. They always give us a big goal for the show.
They do, because they know, Larry, that Garden Talk listeners are Garden Talk givers. We are looking for 30 gifts this hour in support of Garden Talk, the Larry Mueller Show, everything you hear on the Ideas Network.
So help pay for the programs you rely on every day when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, here's a question for you. What does public radio mean? Well, public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is still the largest source of funding for our programs. So your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And the beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you get to decide how much to give. WPR, we are listener supported, and that means that the more donors we have, the more secure our funding. So how much you give isn't as important as the fact that you do give.
And we look at the statistics a bit, and I know that first-time donors often give $100, or maybe they give $10 a month. But really, you decide the amount that's right for you. Since contributing is your choice, and because WPR is something you value, you'll find that donating feels good. It always makes me feel good, and it will you as well. You can find out right now, as a matter of fact. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Donate any amount and you'll have 5 chances to win a Sonos One smart speaker. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Smart Speaker Drawing at 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether you contribute $10 a month or maybe $100 a month, we appreciate and we certainly count on your gift.
We absolutely do. And we know that you value your time, and we value it as well. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it takes just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. You tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And it really is quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 30 gifts this hour, 30 people to join in support of what you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio, here on the Larry Mueller Show, and especially during Garden Talk. And the end of the year, it's a great time to take action on your values, because you value this program, because you value the work that Larry and Jill and Jane and all the wonderful guests do Your gift right now makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you will have 5 chances to win a Sonos One Smart Speaker. No contribution is necessary. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details, but you know what? Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. We're going to get back to Garden Talk right now, but make that gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now as we visit with our 2 guests today. Back with us for 19 years in a row, Astrid Newenhouse.
19 years.
19 years we've been doing this. Think about, and Sonia, you think about it, it's always at least 100 guests.
We were so young then. Were we in high school then, 19 years
ago? I have a lot more hair, I know that. But you know what? We're still just as enthusiastic as ever, and it's always fun. I always enjoy this show every year because it's so much fun to talk about the potential gifts, and there are a ton of them. There's always at least 100 we can talk about. And people have asked me, how do they come up with all these gifts? That's a lot of work. How do you do it?
We sift and winnow. We go through lots and lots of catalogs and online searches, and we look for what's new. We look for what has a green or sustainable component, and we look for stuff that's fun.
Yep. And we go to local co-ops and gift stores and just peruse with our eyes and observe and get good ideas.
Get good ideas. Well, you have a lot of good ideas. You have favorites this year? Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, Astrid, okay, what's your favorite?
My favorite are seed packets of unusual or weird or something you just want to try. So unusual seed packets. And
you have the results from a seed packet here?
I brought an 800-year-old squash, and it's actually it's a Native American squash. It's called Gete Okosomen, and it has a really cool color. It's deep orange with yellow stripes, deep green, and it tastes really good, and it stores super well. And, Larry, this is the tiniest one. I've got one in a laundry basket at home that's the size of our dog.
That's wonderful. And you grew it from a...
Yeah, I grew it from seeds, and it was given to the seed was given to me with the label that this is an 800-year-old squash, and actually, that story, the backstory, is not at all true. The backstory was that it was found in an archaeological dig in northern Wisconsin, but the actual story is the Miami Nation in Indiana has maintained this heritage variety for over 1,000 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So it speaks to the heritage of seeds and the purposeful act of gardening for health and beauty.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. And that's on our list.
Yes, can get that from fellow gardeners or from Baker Seeds.
Baker Seeds. Well,
and Seed Savers has it, too.
Sonia, how about you?
Well, something sort of timely with people banning plastic straws in cities. I think a simple, useful gift, because also so many people really don't need much more. But you can buy from the World Wildlife Fund. So part of the donation goes there to a little set of 2 reusable steel straws, and they come with a cleaning brush and a pouch. So especially when you're traveling in your car and you just keep them clean and safe. And my husband Cecil bought us some straws, reusable straws this year. So I think just a good reminder of what we can do for the earth.
Well, I agree. And as I looked through the list, there were a lot of things that I had as favorites. One of the things, though, that I liked, I mentioned earlier, and that's the bird bingo. That sounds like it would be a big hit with
right.
listeners.
What I love about Bird Bingo is, first of all, who doesn't love bingo? You know, everybody can play bingo. Yeah. But it's a multi-generational game at this holiday season. And even our mother, who by our grandchildren is known as More More and Far More, she's in Oakwood Village now listening. Hey, son. But, you know, even she plays bingo. So it's something we could all do together and learn your birds.
And I've, you know, the group of people that I kind of run around with, we've gotten into a lot of board games, and we're having a lot of fun with board games mm-hmm. these days. No batteries required, and, you know, that's kind of fun.
Right.
And so I'm getting one of these for our group, because there are also several younger members of
And it's very
family.
Artful. For those of you who are just listening and you can't see this on the web, but it's a modern and brightly colored bird bingo. So it even looks
fun.
Nice in your home.
Yeah, it looks nice in your home. Well, what about you? Do you have a favorite gardening gift? Do you like to give eco-friendly gifts? I hope you'll join in. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. And tell you what, I wanted to mention as well that in our new blog, just go to WPR.org/Larry. Go to the blog, and there's a story about today's show. And also, you can click on, there's a little blue, some blue lettering. Click on that blue lettering. It almost looks black. And the whole list that Sonia and Astrid have put together is on our blog. So I hope you will do that. And, you know, I'm looking at what's in front of you here, and I'm trying to think of how to describe it. Astrid, why would I do that when I've got you right there to describe it for me?
I brought into the studio a steel tongue hand drum, which sounds like this. And
beautiful.
The reason I brought it in is because I saw this thing called a fungiphone, which is a similar drum. And the fungiphone led me to this cool thing. So the fungiphone, Larry, picture a maybe 2.5 foot tall metal mushroom.
Okay.
And this is in a kid's play space. And there's toddlers standing around it, and there's mallets nearby, and the kids are standing there pounding on this metal drum, and it was a really pretty sound. And the only reason I saw this is because Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program I went with Becky Sapper, who's the director, to Baltimore for a meeting of a national meeting of the other master naturalist groups in the states. And as part of a tour for that master naturalist conference, we saw the Robinson Nature Center in Baltimore, and they had this outdoor kids play area with the fungiphone. And I was so enamored of it. Here we go again.
It's beautiful.
I was so enamored, I thought, I wonder if there's a smaller version, and that led me to the steel tongue tank drum from Propane Tank. And they
it's from a propane tank.
Yeah. It's also called a hand pan. And I think there's a picture on the blog.
There is a picture of it on the blog. So, and again, the blog is go to WPR.org/Larry. Down on the bottom of the page, I think, is where you can click on the blog, if I'm not mistaken, right? Near over on the right side.
Do you want
Jane
to try
Rotunda
playing
is waving at me and saying, "Hey, a dummy, it's over on the right side." I was trying to remember. Well, yeah, of course
you
I want to
try
play
it, Larry.
It. And while I'm playing it, well, see, I'm not nearly as good as you.
I just got it. I just got it.
I'm using this to introduce back Cheryl Gasser, who's joined us once again.
Hey, Larry, I love that introduction. Can that always be how I'm introduced on the air?
I will do it every time. Cheryl's here, by the way. She has a mission in mind to help me help you think about giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps Garden Talk and all these other conversations going. So it makes a big difference right now. End of the year drive. I hope you'll go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And hey, there's a little bit, we've got a lot of time left here.
Yeah, Larry, we've got 40 minutes left in the hour, and we're looking for 25 more pledges.
Okay.
Definitely doable. It only takes a couple minutes to make your gift. And when you do, your gift will be supporting the programs you enjoy, like Garden Talk, the programs you rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener-powered. That means that your donation right now makes a difference. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Now, I know that the Ideas Network, the Larry Mueller Show, and Garden Talk are all programs and networks that are close to your heart. We cover topics that matter to you, whether it's gardening and gift ideas or the news. We cover it all. And Larry does such a great job of bringing you these wonderful guests week after week on Garden Talk. We know you find them interesting and enjoyable. And because the Larry Mueller Show means so much to you, because Larry means so much to you, we're asking you to make a gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And also, I'd like you to just give an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some people give $100 a month. I know that for sure.
Whatever amount works for you, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment going strong here on WPR. So please give now whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is a statewide resource, and so are WPR members. Since 2010, you've provided nearly 400,000 meals through food bank gifts. Join together with your fellow WPR members this season to help end hunger in Wisconsin. Ask for one of the food bank gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for the programs that you rely on at WPR. And that's why your support during this year-end member drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And whatever amount you choose, it supports the great programming that you hear on the Ideas Network. Now, whether you've given before or you're making a first-ever donation, sign up for ongoing monthly gifts.
You can choose the amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Only takes a couple of minutes, and once it's set up, your support for the programs you value is always current.
If you've already renewed or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, we want to thank you so much. It's listeners who renew and monthly sustainers that are the foundation of WPR.
And I tell you what, if you haven't given yet, join the thousands of other WPR members by donating at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 25 more gifts this hour in support of Garden Talk. You listen each week. You value these conversations with Larry and his wonderful guests. And WPR is listener-powered. We could not have these conversations without you. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very important.
It's the season of giving, so support the radio you love and do something extra. I love this. You can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Oh, the music is coming in. I wonder where it's... Oh, it's reminding me that and Astrid Neuenhaus are here, and we're going to be talking with them in just a minute. Thanks so much for listening in here for this edition of Garden Talk, visiting today with Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus And they come by and have been doing this for 19 years now. They've come by in December and have talked about gardening gifts or gifts for the gardener or gifts for those people who are just kind of eco-oriented. It's always fun to have them on. And certainly, if you have an idea for a gift or maybe a question about one, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@WPR.org. And, you know, Chris called to recommend Mr. Ellie Pooh. It's an earth-friendly, innovative company that sells and produces 100% recycled paper products with fiber from elephant dung.
I've seen them before. They're very beautiful, sort of muted colors and artistic.
And I saw that too somewhere, and I thought, wait, is this really from what I think it's from? Because it doesn't, I mean, it's dung, but it looks like just normal, really pretty paper.
Yeah, she says, Chris says, the company helps protect elephants and create jobs for Sri Lankan farmers who sometimes kill the elephants because they're a threat to their crops. So the company believes the only way for elephants and humans to coexist in the same environment is through developing ways in which the elephant is proven to be a sustainable economic resource.
Nice.
That is very cool. And it's Mr. Ellie Pooh, an earth-friendly company. That's the name of the company. So that one is not on your list, but you've got a whole lot of other ones on your list. And let's see. Garden Connects.
Oh, that was something. It's a rubber. So we're talking about when you're making your own trellises or teepees for cucumbers or gourds or whatever grows on a trellis.
Yeah.
And you're just using your own sticks or bamboo poles.
Yeah.
So it's a flat rubber item that has holes in it. And it's kind of, it's hard to describe, but it's kind of like a, well, it's a connector.
Is it a stand?
You use it instead of what, when you would have had twine or wire ties in the cross sections. So you're using it to actually hold together the twigs or stakes to make your trellis.
I like that idea. You know, is this along the same? Because one of the things that caught my eye was the grow bag tomato set with trellis. It folds to store.
I really like that aspect of that. The Garden Connects is not related to the grow bag and trellis thing, but the grow bag and trellis I really liked because, let's say, you're living someplace where you don't have a lot of storage or you don't have a garage and you want to grow tomatoes in a pot. This is a fabric pot from recycled plastic. Sonia, I think you tried one of these, the grow bags.
Did you?
No, I haven't, but I used the grow bag for just as a bag because I liked it so much. So some of these garden presents can be useful in
many
other areas of your life.
In many ways.
So that grow bag takes the place of a big pot, like some people use a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And it works great as a pot, and it comes, you can get it with a trellis for your tomato, and the whole thing collapses and folds and stores in, like, no space.
So you put the bag, you put the dirt in the bag, and you
yes.
put the tomato plant in the bag.
And what's nice is some of these are very affordable presents. So this bag that we're talking about, you can find at Women's Work for, you know, between $4 and $8. They're called root pouch or fabric pots, and they also look nice and are made of some recycled materials, and you can use them for other things.
Well, and then if you get the trellis, if you add the trellis in, then it's about $30 or so, which is still a reasonable.
Yeah. And horticulturally, the bag is a really good solution compared to a 5-gallon bucket. It gives air to the roots. It provides stability. And the water, the plant doesn't get soaked in water.
You have some gifts on here from womenswork.com. And Jill Nadeau, our producer, was talking to me about the before the show about this, and she said she loves going there. They have so many cool things there.
It's just a reminder that not all tools are designed for all different sizes of people. So you can find really specific garden tools and gloves and items more specifically designed for a woman's hand or a smaller person's hand. They even have kids' work gloves. Maybe I should get this for Lena, our soon-to-be 7-year-old. Waterproof latex gloves, and they have lots of... Astrid, don't they have some things related to ticks, maybe? That
yeah, there's
glove for
gloves that help repel ticks.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
And that's important to prevent Lyme disease.
They have a winter-lined woman's leather work glove. This is a little bit more pricey at $48, mm-hmm. but it has a double layer fleece and leather. So especially if you're like stacking wood outside or doing work outside in the winter. Be a great present.
That sounds wonderful. And there, you mentioned ticks, and you had another, tick repellent gaiters?
Yeah, so I'm very focused on preventing Lyme disease because I had Lyme disease this past summer and luckily caught it fast enough, got on the antibiotics, fully recovered. But it reinforced to me that it'd be a good idea to do even better prevention. And there's something called Lyme's mesh tick gaiters, and that's spelled Lymeez. That's the company that makes them. And it's so you wear them over your pants and over the top of your boot, and the it basically confuses the tick. The tick gets caught in the mesh, so you're preventing ticks from reaching your skin.
And you want a tick that's confused. If you ask me, I don't want one that knows right where it's going to Larry's leg. I want one that's confused
that's right.
about things. Oh, man.
Maybe you should use some of that goat beer soap. The gentleman up near near Bayfield, LakeSuperiorLather.com, has some really funny soap that's like made with beer and organic oils and...
Well, that might attract the tick. You never know. There's a beer-loving tick out there.
Back to the tick gaiters. There's also ones that have a tick repellent, permethrin.
Yes.
That are also specifically designed to be gaiters to repel ticks.
Well, let's get our listeners involved in this. By the way, if you want to join in, the number to call 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. And let's go to Lynn in Racine. Hi, Lynn. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry and guests. I have a comment about the bird bingo game that you talked about. Yeah. I purchased one of these games a few years ago for my granddaughter. We have had a wonderful time playing it. And it is a very high-quality game. It is very well made. And it includes a guide to birds and a cloth bag that the pieces are enclosed in. But then I wanted to mention also that the same company makes flower families, a guide to the flower families, and it is a go fish game.
Oh,
so neat.
I have both of these games, and they are the most excellent games I have ever purchased. So I just wanted to make that comment.
How fun.
That's great.
A place to find them if you don't want to go online is your local food co-op. So the Viroqua Food Co-op, I'm guessing Schwamigan might, or the Willie Street in Madison. So just check out your local stores.
Yeah,
Lynn,
that's good to know because I am going to get one of those bird bingo sets for sure. And the goldfish one sounds like fun too.
I like
it is very much so. So thank you very much, and I'm really enjoying your show today.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Tony emailed, and here he's got a gift suggestion. He says, and this is one I think you had on your list, maybe not. CSA Shares, community supported agriculture to supplement the garden produce, or preserving extras for winter.
That's a great idea. Support your local farmer and know where your fruit is coming from and that it's fresh. We get a CSA winter share where we get spinach and greens like bok choy and carrots. And oh, my God, it's delicious.
So that and that and the farmers are growing it. Obviously, they're growing it in a greenhouse or what?
Yeah, that's hoop house spinach. We get ours from Snug Haven Farm.
Hoop house, and they must be heated though, right?
No,
they're not.
And the point there is, the crops that they grow in the hoop house get sweeter with cool weather. So they use a lot of row cover to keep the heat in from the soil, but they don't add additional heat.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so there's certain crops that you can grow during the winter in a hoop house, and spinach is one of them. Just delicious.
Well, I would really be remiss if I did not mention the steamer juicer from Finland. With this, now we're getting to the higher end in
yes.
terms of expense.
But this is something you could share with multiple families. It's called a Mehumaya, but now they are called Mehulisa because I think the brand might have changed a little bit. But Astrid and I grew up with this, with our mom making juices from rhubarb juice to currant juice to homemade grape juice. And my stepmom and father, Hank and Linda, make tomato juice, for example, mm-hmm. with it. It's just a wonderful way to quickly preserve, your berries and certain vegetables. And
it's so easy. It is so easy. And we're talking about something you put on top of your stove to cook with.
Oh, okay.
It's a steamer.
It's a steamer, like Stanley.
Think of a big double-boiled steamer with a flexible hose with a clamp. So when it's all steamed, then you release the clamp into your jars.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait a minute. I'm hearing, here comes floating into the studio, Cheryl Gasser joins us once again. And Susan in New Berlin, we'll get to you in just a minute, so hang in there, because I want to talk with Cheryl Gasser for a minute, because we're in our year-end member drive. And we need your financial support. It's the foundation for all the great talks you enjoy here every day. So I hope you'll make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Have we moved at all here on the...
We have moved. We have moved and shaken, Larry. We are looking for 23 gifts in the next 20 minutes by the top of the hour. So 23 more Garden Talk fans, 23 more Larry Mueller fans. Call in, go to your computer, go on your phone, make that gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day, like Garden Talk.
WPR programs are listener powered, and that means your donation right now does make a big difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, we are having such a great time this hour, Larry, with Astrid and Sonia. We're talking about gifts for gardeners, but also for cooks and for kids. We're talking about puzzles and games and calendars and books and maps. And I hope my husband isn't listening, because I'm going to get that steel drum for him. We say in our house, Larry, musical gifts or musical instruments are free. So whenever one of us sees a guitar or a ukulele or a drum we want, it's like, that's on my list for him this holiday season. These are the kind of shows that you get week after week on Garden Talk and on the Larry Mueller Show. And we cannot do it without you. WPR, we're listener support. And it means when you make a gift, you make this show possible. So do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And think about what you spend money on every day. It's coffee, it's lunch out. That adds up after a while. And so I think it's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
It sure is. And Wisconsin Public Radio, we're part of your routine too. It's your news source, your conversation starter, the place you learn about gardening tips year-round. So spend some money on it today. Invest. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month, and you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely.
I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Bea, thank you so much. And what about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Cheryl Gasser, and your support during our year-end member drive makes the programs you rely on, the ones like Garden Talk, possible. So your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And you've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much. Now we're asking you to make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. Quality radio has costs, and we're asking you to help out. We're listener-supported, and your support is crucial during this year-end membership drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
About 17 minutes left to the top of the hour, and we have about 22 more contributions to get here.
We can do it.
Yeah, that's just a touch over one a minute. We can do that. Start a tradition this year. Make a gift for the programs you enjoyed in 2019 and that you will rely on in 2020. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have five chances to win a Sonos One smart speaker. You give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
Your gift, very powerful. It really makes a difference. I hope you'll go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. You're listening to Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, taking a look at gift suggestions for the gardener or the person who is eco-friendly. Astrid Neuenhaus, Sonia Neuenhaus, our guests, and they've been doing this for 19 years, every December. For the last 19 years, they have come with a huge list of gifts for the gardeners. And I want to mention this year, for the first time, because we've got a new blog. Go to WPR.org/Larry, and you'll see the blog there. It's on the right side. And this list, which is, I think, over 100 gifts, is there, along with some photos and also a little story about what we're doing here today. So I hope you'll do this. Again, you just go to WPR.org/Larry and take a look, and you can peruse the entire list, because we're certainly not going to get to all of the things on the list. Susan in New Berlin has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Susan.
Hello. I just want to say I'm a sustainer, and if there's anybody that's listening and they're not contributing yet, they better start thinking about that. If they'll listen through a fund drive and they're not, you know, contributing yet, they it's a time that they do that. Anyway, what I was calling about was the bags that you were talking about that you can grow in.
Yeah.
Like put the tomatoes and stuff. I have seen them with kind of a flap in the back, kind of like a union suit has a flap in the back.
Yeah.
And they're for growing potatoes. So that
your
potatoes are ready, you can dig from the bottom and you don't have to dig up the plant, and you can continue to let it grow.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
And then plus, for all the people that move around or don't have a regular garden, then they can grow potatoes or, you know, whatever. But I just thought it was a neat idea for somebody that wants to garden.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
And like for kids, to when you're harvesting, how fun is that to just stick your hands in there and pull out some potatoes?
Well, and then you can, you know, winter comes along, you just get the dirt out, put the bag in the house, and there you go again. Or the apartment. You could probably do this on a patio in an apartment kind of setting, too, I bet.
Maybe I should get that for our 13-year-old Adisu. He eats so many potatoes in a day, he can hardly count.
Oh, Susan, that's wonderful. Thanks so much. And by the way, thanks also for being a sustainer. We really appreciate that as well. What about you, by the way? Join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@WPR.org. Christina in Reedstown sent us an email. She loves to give bulbs, especially amaryllis, to shut-ins or people who spend a lot of time alone inside. It's so fun to watch them grow, and the end result is beautiful. She likes to get them started, so the recipient just needs to water and watch, which is another good idea.
Oh, my gosh, what a great idea. And they're so beautiful. And then to watch the just every little stage of it, the sprout coming up and then the flower stalk. And I just have to mention that we are so spoiled, Sonia, because our stepmom, Linda, she tens amaryllis, and then each December she gives each of us an amaryllis, and we don't have to do anything, and it just is gorgeous, gorgeous.
Sounds like what Christina does. Well, that's great. And, you know, speaking of growing things, Astrid, I know that one of the highlights for you on that list is the mushroom log.
Yeah, talk about easy. I got a log inoculated with mushroom spores. A friend of mine gave this to me. And that particular log came from Indigo Earth Farm. They sell at the Dane County Farmers Market. So the log is about
18 inches,
2 feet long,
yeah,
and maybe 6 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
And you put it in a cool, moist place. So I stuck mine north side of the house underneath some ferns that I knew was a moist area. And I forgot about it. And I got busy, and I didn't look at it again for almost a year.
Oh, geez.
And there had grown these fantastic oyster mushrooms, which we harvested and were delicious, just delicious. So I highly recommend for the lazy gardener and just any gardener, the inoculated mushroom log for growing mushrooms at home. And I've seen them now at other farmers markets and at hardware stores and garden centers.
And, you know, I like the fact that on your list, which, again, I'll mention that it's at our blog, at WPR.org/Larry, and go over on the right side of the page, you'll see where the blog is. A lot of times, you mention the website or you mention the company, we've got the price or the range, at least, of these items, which, to me, makes a huge difference for the good, really.
Mm-hmm. And we have items that start at $3.95.
Well, and you have, Sonia, you have some pecans that I have to say that I have already snitched a pecan. No, she gave me a few. And they are delicious. Talk about those.
So it's our new addiction at our family in Viroqua. So Cecil, who co-founded the Maple Valley syrup cooperative, he just started making this fall butter cinnamon maple pecans.
Oh, and my let goodness, me tell are they you. Good.
So he roasts up 4 cups of pecans and 3 tablespoons of Maple Valley syrup. So that's not too much sugar, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 3 tablespoons of melted organic butter. So it's just
fabulous.
And
how many pecans?
Oh, we get a huge Tupperware,
big bowl of
big glass, 4 cups worth. So, yeah.
Is that roasted in a skillet?
Well, he does all of the cooking. So, here he says, bake for 10 minutes at 400. So, I'm looking at his notes that he wrote down for me this morning.
Oh, sure, in a sheet pan,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Right. And so, Maple Valley is offering a 20% discount for the listeners today, and it's the promo code is GREEN20, and that's till the end of the year. So you can get your own maple syrup.
And the website is?
MapleValleySyrup.coop.
MapleValleySyrup.coop.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a
co-op.
Is it a hyphen in co-op?
Just COOP. Thanks for asking.
Coop.
Yeah, like coop.
Are we going to get some of these pecans?
Shh.
I
I would love that.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, I tell you what, I want to go back to that steamer juicer because we kind of wrapped that up quickly. So that steamer juicer must be kind of fancy. I mean, well, it's sturdy for sure.
It's very sturdy. It's been around for a long time. I mean, we used it in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's
it's $190, so it's a little pricey.
Yeah. It's
but
oh
again,
God,
it's
so
a lifetime. It's something you have for your life. And Mom generously passed it on to our family, so it's so nice of her.
And it's probably going to go on to the next.
Yeah, to Lena and Adisu or maybe Issa.
Isn't it kind of cool to think that maybe 200 years from now, that steamer is still going to be out there steaming away?
Steaming away.
And one thing I love that idea.
One thing I like about it's just so easy. You just dump the fruit in the top and you collect the juice. It's actually a distillation process. You collect the juice off the bottom and that's it.
It's simple.
You know, I know another thing that's really easy to do, and that is contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Once again, Cheryl Gasser has joined us to talk about our year-end member drive. And boy, we're up against it now because we've got 5 minutes left and we have 16 more contributions to go to reach our goal. So your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2020.
That's right, Larry. We're looking for 16 more gifts this hour. We've heard from Rory in Eau Claire who says, WPR is a constant inspiration to me to think bigger and imagine my world differently. I appreciate my daily time with WPR and want to contribute so everyone can enjoy the knowledge and inspiration provided by public radio. Rory, thank you so much. If you haven't given, we'd love to hear from you now. And if you have, thank you very much.
It is really a lot of fun. I always look forward to this show every year, but I actually look forward to every day.
You do, Larry.
I like all the shows we do, but it's especially fun to have a kind of a special show like this one where we talk about so many great gifts. Maybe you've gotten some good ideas as we talked, or maybe you just had fun listening in. And we're listener supported, and we're kind of a big community here. I always think about Garden Talk as a big community of gardeners and people who love to listen about gardening, all together listening in on the radio. It's a wonderful feeling for me. It keeps me going. And maybe that helps you as well. Maybe you've learned a few things on Garden Talk. I hope you have. If you would give us a little help here, you could contribute right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 to make this program and the many more hours possible.
And during this year-end member drive, we have a special thank you gift. We're asking you to ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month for one-time gifts of $120 or $240.
And your thank you gift will provide meals to Wisconsin food banks near you, so near your area, wherever you live. So get started now when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we heard from Caitlin in Sun Prairie as well, Larry. And Caitlin says, WPR is what brings calm to my morning commute, focus to my workday, and intellect to my kitchen. It was time to give back. What high praise, Larry. Thank you, Caitlin. And if you feel the same way, we would love to hear from you during this year-end member drive on Garden Talk, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
Well, I tell you what. I'm looking at the board here, Cheryl. I had to pause for just a second to take a look. We have 16 more contributions to go to reach our goal in just the next couple of minutes. So if you haven't done it yet, this is really the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs that you enjoy. It's a vote for Garden Talk, and I don't care if your contribution is $10 or maybe $10 a month, maybe $100 a month. We certainly appreciate and we count on your gift.
We do, Larry. That's one of the things I love about Wisconsin Public Radio is we have listeners all across the state, all across the country, even around the world. And some of them give $10 and some of them give $1,000. And it all goes into the same pool to support the great programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio and Garden Talk. It makes my week. You know, I love to garden. I don't have as green a thumb as you, Larry. I try. But I've learned so much over the years from listening to you and your guests, and I want to thank you for that. I'm a sustaining member, and it makes me feel good to contribute to a station that means so much to me. And if you agree, we're asking you during this year-end member drive to make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we really do always ask you to give the amount that's right for you. And if it's helpful to use a formula, you can look at it this way. Say you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard. If you paid a dime for each one, that would be, that'd work out to $10 a month, as a matter of fact, according to my math anyway. And if that math adds up for you, make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. This is really an important drive for us right here at the end of the year. Appreciate everyone who's given so far. If you haven't, why not do it right now? Go to WPR.org and make that contribution. You're listening to Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller with my two guests, Sonia and Astrid Neuenhaus. Astrid is, she's a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center in the Department of Biosystems Engineering at UW-Madison. And Sonia is an eco-entrepreneur, and she has done some really cool things over her career. I can tell you that. And I want to mention again, they both have their PhDs from the UW-Madison. I have mine from the UW-Madison as well. So you've got three PhDs who, well, we have a lot of fun. And we don't always talk like PhDs, for sure.
And we're all badgers.
We're all badgers, and we're here to give you some tips. They've come together, put together, Cheryl Gasser counted it up, we have about 126 gifts in a list. The gifts are for the eco person or the gardener. We have the whole list up on our blog, so just go to WPR.org/Larry. To see what's there, it's over. The blog is over on the right side of that page. So WPR.org/Larry, and we're highlighting some things for you, so it's give you a kind of an idea of what's going on with the list. And Sonia, I knew that you wanted to talk about things relating to snow because of a recent experience.
Sure, I was up in Bayfield this week on a project, and luckily. We had help digging out the parking lot from a good friend. But they have over 40 inches of snow that fell in 4 days last week.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
40 inches. And it's heavy, wet snow. So they're tired and, you know, working really hard up there. So one idea for the person who doesn't have a garage and their car is outside, like us, our garage mm-hmm. is full of bicycles and things, is the Ice Breaker Ice Scraper. So this is a telescoping ergonomic ice scraper with ice-breaking teeth that safely gnaw through a glacial coating to quickly clear off a car. And what some friends liked about it is it has a curved metal pole that adjusts to four lengths from 31 inches to 50 inches. So it's $29 or just under $30. And I found it in the catalog called Hommaker Schlemmer, mm-hmm. which is at Hommaker.com. But you can probably get some really heavy-duty, super ice scraper at some of your local hardware stores and things. And
but Jill really liked this one. Jill she did. Liked the fact that the end turns. You can just turn it over, mm-hmm. and so you can. When you're on your windshield, you can pull, but then you can go and push. So
right,
you can go
yeah.
back and forth a lot easier.
And so if you just want to, up there in Bayfield, if you want to relax tonight after your hard week's work, the Honest Dog Bookstore has live fiddle Christmas music playing at 6 o'clock. And I know that Stone's Throw, the gallery up there, has 30% off their pottery planters. So
another
maybe put some
gift.
Succulents, for those of you that don't like to water or forget to water, maybe put some succulents in a beautiful pottery planter and get 30% off.
Jill's got our whole office filled with succulents along the window, and it's really nice. And
nice.
We're both, neither one of us, well, she's a lot better at watering than I am, for sure. I could use a little educating from time to time, and I know there are some wonderful programs that you could give as a gift, like the Master Naturalist program.
Oh, that would be a great idea. The Wisconsin Master Naturalist program. There's already 8 courses planned up on the website for next year.
Wow.
And what Larry and I are talking about is you can take a class given by nature centers all around the state, and the classes are 40 hours, and then you give back to the community 40 hours. And Wisconsin has a very, very strong Master Naturalist program, and in fact won a national award as for Program of the Year of these types of programs in the U.S.
Well, it's a wonderful gift idea. I love that idea of giving. You have a lot of fun at those.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, you learn a yes. lot, you have a lot of fun, and then you go back and you're contributing time over the course of a year. You're kind of asked to do 40 hours, but I bet you a lot of times it turns into even
oh, yeah.
more because you get to know people. You're working with others. It's not like you're always out there by yourself. You're with a bunch of other people, and it's fun.
And there's all different aspects, like citizen science, where you're monitoring birds and insects and whatever species you're interested in, and stewardship, where you're maintaining trails, and environmental education, where you're giving programs to people who come into nature centers. And I used to do program evaluation for them, and oh my gosh, the comments, people just love the Wisconsin Master Naturalist program.
And there's another one that I noticed on your list, and I thought right away of a friend who had, I said, if you were in the business of wanting to receive a gift, what would be a good gift for you to receive? And she said, well, the one thing that I love every year is a Wisconsin State Park sticker. And I said, I bet Santa Claus could find one of those. And that's one on your list. And it's, was it 28, 25, yeah. something like that, 25, 28 bucks, I think it is.
Talk about sustainable. I mean, it doesn't take space in your house. It gets you outside. And it's something that a lot of people would really appreciate. There's also other, like, trail stickers. Let's see, the Wisconsin State Park sticker is $28.
Yeah,
and then
$28.
The State Trail Pass is $25. And there's the federal duck stamp also that helps support habitat and conservation, and that's $29.
I get one of those every year, and it, you know, it's, you don't have to be a hunter.
Right.
To get one of these, and the money that is raised, it all goes for habitat restoration, which benefits not only the ducks, but everything else you can imagine.
Yes, and all kinds of birds.
All kinds of birds. You can join in, too. Maybe you've got an experience to share or a question to ask. I haven't given the number. I keep forgetting because we get so involved in talking about these gifts. 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@WPR.org. Marilyn emailed, and she loves the Maine Garden Hod. It's great for gathering garden goodies and carrying garden tools. Astrid, you know about that.
Well, it's fun to say hod.
Yeah, H-O-D, hod. So I'm going to get my hod now.
I haven't seen this particular one, but a hod is kind of like a big laundry basket. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to describe, but it's a way to just transport heavy vegetables and tools and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a design that's been around for ages, just centuries. And it's also something that it's a good reminder of different ways to carry things. I took an old plastic garbage bin that wasn't, the top didn't fit, it just wasn't, and I didn't want to throw it out. And I realized if I cut the top down to a lower height and left a little handle part, I could use it kind of like a wheelbarrow around the yard because it had two wheels on it.
And she's so creative.
There you go. You are the creative one, aren't you? There, you know, speaking of carts, there was another one that came to mind, an indoor movable cart.
Oh, maybe, was it the bamboo tray?
Oh, that was the tray for house plants, the rolling house plant caddy.
Yes.
From Gardener Supply.
Now, tell me about that one.
So it's a very sturdy, flat tray on wheels, on casters. And what I liked about it is, if you want to move your houseplants, like if the light is better in one area, it's an easy way to move them, like to better source of light or out of the room if you need the space. And I hate to keep talking about stuff I've made out of junk, but I keep our houseplants, our very few houseplants, on the bottom. Something that broke and I didn't want to throw it out, and was a plastic laundry basket. So mm-hmm. I cut the entire top off, and what is left is just the thick bottom
part yeah.
which looks like a big tray and has a really nice lip on it because of the edge of the laundry basket. So there's another idea.
and you come up with, does she do this all the time?
Oh, yes. She's been trying to go plastic free for a long time. So if you want some color in your gardening life, and also if you want something lighter, they now offer lightweight hoses. They're 45% lighter weight, between $20 and $70, and they come in bright colors. So I think that's sort of fun.
If there's somebody
that loves purple, they even have a purple hose at gardeners.com.
And they're either green mm-hmm. or they're black.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So why not a yellow one?
Well, Cecil spoiled me with a stainless steel hose.
Stainless steel hose?
You love that hose. Love that hose.
It's the shortest one, so it's the most affordable one from Hammacher.com. But it's just nice to have that one closest to the house because I get to look at this, you know, pretty sturdy.
So the whole thing is made out of stainless steel?
Yeah, it's like a stainless steel little snake kind of hose.
I have never seen one of those. Well, see, here you are on Garden Talk. You learn something new on this show pretty much every day. But that one I didn't. And it's flexible. Eh?
Yes, completely flexible. We got the smallest one. So maybe it was $30.
I think they go up to
75 feet.
Oh!
She loves it.
That one would probably be more than $38, though.
Yeah, probably.
Probably more like 138 or something like that, or maybe even more. I have no idea, but that'll last forever, won't it?
Sure.
What are the ends like? I should not get into this.
Just a metal, a steel, you know, faucet adapter, just like a normal hose.
You know, one of the things that comes up on the show, let me say what I'm going to say, and then I'll let you do. A flame weeder porch torch.
Oh, yeah.
The propane torch. And I've always wanted one of those. I think it'd be so much fun to get out there
and burn those. Yeah, there's people who are really into fire. No, but a flame weeder is a really good way to kill weeds without using herbicides.
And 40 bucks or whatever, 40, 50 bucks.
They come in all different sizes. They're used in organic farming as well, pulled behind a tractor. And we're talking about something that it's like a metal wand with a little propane tank. And you point it down at the weed and pull the trigger, and it just goes like hot flame coming out of there.
Hot flame. And you've got a little bag of something that you brought.
Oh, well, you're talking about going plastic free. And people who like to carry around their own silverware and straw or whatever, like for your lunch or your picnic.
Oh, what a nice idea.
It's nice to make a little pouch like this one. Sonia, do not look at this.
Okay, I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
So I just took scrap cloth. This is a kind of funny pattern with dogs riding skateboards and an old shoelace. And I made a pouch that fits just a few pieces of silverware. So it's... And here I am tying it up. So it's nice and easy to transport.
You're right. She is really as creative, isn't she? Oh, I'll tell you what. Astrid and Sonia Newenhouse. I always look forward to having them come by and talk about gifts for the holiday season. Astrid, senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center, in the Department of Biosystems Engineering at UW-Madison. Sonia has been an eco-entrepreneur for a long, long time and been a very successful one. So it's always great to have them come by. And it's
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, yeah. It's always great to have emails like the one from Jan, because she emailed that for Christmas. She tells her adult sons to donate to WPR on her behalf. What do you think of that? Cheryl Gasser joins us again. Cheryl, what do you think of that?
That is a wonderful tradition, a wonderful thing. Thank you so much. And I think it's great. I've given gifts of WPR memberships to people over the years, people who listen, and they always appreciate them. We would love, love, love for you to make that part of your holiday tradition during our year-end member drive. And you can make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join in and support the programs you rely on all year long, like Garden Talk, with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Once again, we have a goal, I assume.
We do. Well, let me update you. Last hour, wonderful hour, heard from 17 new and returning members. Thank you for each and every one of those gifts. And right now, actually, Larry, we have a special opportunity, because when you make a gift of any amount, current members, including Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, will donate an additional $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Very, very cool. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Increases the impact of your gift. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Here on the Ideas Network, it really is all about connections. You connect with the information and the stories and the news from around Wisconsin. You connect with great guests and other listeners near and far.
And these connections can happen because members step up and fund them. The Ideas Network is listener-supported radio. That's where you come in. Make everything you value on the Ideas Network possible. You do that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And every gift, no matter the amount, we will receive an additional $100 from very generous current members, including the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. So don't delay. This member drive, we have another reason to give, a very exciting drawing for a Sonos One smart speaker. You will have 5 chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can choose to see all the details at WPR.org/drawing. But better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every time you listen to WPR, you learn something new. I learned something new today about the hose, the stainless steel hoses, which I didn't even know existed for some reason. But you might be learning about the news of the day. You might have hear a personal anecdote, history, pop culture. There's always something to spark your interest.
And there's always something you learn on Garden Talk every week with Larry and his guests. Listening to WPR reminds you that life is fascinating and learning makes life richer. The concept of lifelong learning is something we believe in here on the Ideas Network. And the engagement you feel when you listen, that is worth your support. During this year-end member drive, please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for spending time with us here at Wisconsin Public Radio today with the Garden Talk Show. Maybe you were found us by scanning around the dial. Maybe somebody recommended. I have talked to a lot of gardeners who said, oh, yeah, my friend told me about Garden Talk on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's how you got started. But maybe it was the high-quality news, the other great discussions. The weekend programs are always a lot of fun. You're still tuned in because you like what you hear.
So because you like what you hear, help pay for your WPR listening. You get to choose the amount. Maybe it's $100 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. We will receive an additional $100 from existing members, no matter the amount of your gift. So what a great incentive. And, of course, there's this incredible programming. So become our next donor. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Around the holidays, you may have bought some strange gifts.
Taxidermy bugs would be this probably the strangest gift.
And so my sister-in-law thought it would be hilarious to send us like a bacon subscription.
The strangest gift I ever got was a Sex Pistols tape that my uncle got me when I was 4.
Dirt. This holiday season, consider a much more practical gift. Support Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your year-end gift makes the news, talk, and music you rely on possible, and it's tax-deductible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your future self will thank you.
That's right. Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. Listeners support the biggest source of funding for the programs you rely on, and that's why your support during this year-end membership drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And Larry, we have a special opportunity right now. It's such a great time to give because current members, including Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, will add an extra $100 to every gift this hour. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. Boost the impact of your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what a great opportunity if you're a sustaining member where you're automatically enrolled. Why not phone in and make an extra few bucks, whatever, $10, $20, $30. You're going to get another $100 toward Wisconsin Public Radio.
Great idea, Larry.
I love that idea. Everybody should make a gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
You know, maybe that's what you pay every month for cable or your family phone plan. Well, listening to WPR is something you do every day, and we're here to ask you to put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, and make a gift. Get that extra $100 donated to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you make a gift of any amount, do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are soon will be leaving the show here. So there's still time, though, for you to call in with your contribution. You get to choose the how much to give. Any amount makes a difference, especially now with that $100 extra amount of money that goes on with your gift. So I hope you'll do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, Larry, you'll have a chance to get entered into the drawing for the Sonos One smart speaker with your gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Gift is very powerful. It really does make a difference. Go now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller with Cheryl Gasser.